is the state government, the state governor, the legislature, and other responsible officials going to stand in the gap for the rule of law and shut this down? We've known this is coming for some time, and I want to know what Georgia's going to do about it. Because last I checked, the DA of Fulton County isn't the king of Georgia. The state government obviously constitutionally has the ability to rein this in. And the question is the state government, the state governor, the legislature, and other responsible officials going to stand in the gap for the rule of law and shut this down? And if not, why not? And I think certainly if you're a voter in Georgia, and other citizens have a right to communicate with the government of Georgia as well, you should be asking them, what are they going to do? And if not, why not? Now, my understanding of the pardon process in Georgia is that under the current rules, there's a kind of a committee that only pardons people after they've served their sentences, more or less. I'm not quite sure if that's a law or regulation, but it doesn't matter. Let's say it's a law and it has to be changed. Well, then the law should be changed to allow a governor or another responsible official to pardon people directly so that they can pardon Trump and these other innocents who have been attacked here and maligned. I mean, they're going after Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani. Some of these are friends of Judicial Watch. I mean, we're friendly with Giuliani, John Eastman, great man, Mark Meadows, another good guy. Who else do I know here? Jenna Ellis, another friend of Judicial Watch. We've been friendly with in the past. And it looks like, and Sidney Powell, a fine lawyer, and it looks like a whole host of other citizens and public officials and campaign officials who were exercising their rights under law to challenge an election. And what she supposes in this case is that the questions about the election in Georgia had no basis. And that's a lie. Dare I say it, this indictment is an overt act in a Democratic Party conspiracy managed by Joe Biden and his appointees and political party allies in the party and in Congress and in the states and in the Justice Department to deprive Americans of their right to select a president free of malign interference by the federal government and state officials such as Alvin Bragg and Ms. Willis in Georgia. Okay? Two can play at this game. They're trying to deprive you of your civil right to vote by essentially taking away a candidate unlawfully. And the law doesn't allow that. But of course, the Justice Department's part of the conspiracy, so they're never going to indict themselves. So Governor Kemp can bring back the legislature early on an emergency basis to deal with these issues, to rein in the district attorney, change the law to eviscerate this case, change the law to allow pardons so that all of this can be shut down. But Governor Kemp doesn't like President Trump, and evidently he doesn't want to do this. On top of that, Congress, which is in the middle, as I talked about last week, of a seven-week vacation. Seven-week vacation. They call it the August recess. Now, their definition of an August recess is, I guess, the end of July through the middle of September. Congress, at least the House, is not coming back until September 12th. So Speaker McCarthy considered this to be an emergency. He'd call the House back and start taking action. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.